Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
International Relations says all staff at the South African Embassy in Caracas are safe and accounted for. Head of Public Diplomacy Clayson Monielas posted a message on X to say that government is monitoring the situation in Venezuela. He says the embassy has been in contact with all South African nationals there, most of whom are teachers. Monielas says about 23 citizens are working, stressing that they're all safe. He says for now, the situation is reported to be calm. Now, the military operation by the United States yesterday has since sparked international alarm, with allies of Washington and Caracas expressing concern. President Donald Trump said that the U.S. would run Venezuela and allow American oil companies to tap its oil reserves. Airstrikes pounded sites in and around the capital yesterday before U.S. forces seized President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They were flown by helicopter to New York City, where they faced drug trafficking and weapons charges. China, Russia, and Iran were among the countries that condemned the operation. South Africa has called on the UN Security Council to convene. It's due to meet tomorrow. Meanwhile, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez has been sworn into power, but she says Maduro is the only leader of Venezuela. And with search operations continuing along the KZN coast, cooperative governance officials are urging beachgoers to remain alert and stick to beach safety rules. Emergency teams have responded to several drowning incidents reported since New Year's Eve. Sea rescuers, the NSRI, says search and recovery operations are still active at beaches in Durban, Ballito, Kingfisher, Pennington, Hebbardine and Umkomaas. KZN COCTA spokesperson Senzelwa Mzila is urging swimmers to stay within the designated areas and to follow instructions from lifeguards.
The embassy for COCTA in the province of KZN, Tulasuze Buthelezi, has sent his condolences to the grieving families that are facing this difficult incident. The embassy has further commended the swift response of the lifeguards and first responders who worked under perilous conditions, including high tides and fading light, to rescue survivors.
Okay, so then weather forecasters have extended a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms until tomorrow in the province's western region. The KZN Midlands is also expected to be affected today by heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. If you're heading back to work tomorrow, don't forget your sunscreen. Durban's reaching a high of 28 degrees, Richards Bay 30, Maritzburg, Mooirivand, Margate 25, Ullundi, Ladysmith 29, Kokstad 21, 23 for the Berg. Seaswalds and Derbs in the morning are reaching a metre and a half, with sunrise at a minute after 5. Cape Town will be partly cloudy at 27 degrees. Johannesburg's in line for a thunderstorm with a high of 22. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.